screen when I click the panel. You were learning last week the Gemara Kufalach on the days. The Gemara was commenting phrase by phrase on the pasuk that speaks about chalitza. So it says, "V'nikra shmo b'Yisrael." So the Gemara says, "What does the word b'Yisrael mean?" So the Gemara says, "One Tana holds that has the connotation of any three Jews is good. You don't need smuchim; they don't have to be members of any bezin. Hedyotis. That's what the Mishnah says." Other Tanoim learned it out from a different mocker, and one Tana learns it out from the word B'Yisrael. Then the Gemara asks, but according to the other Tana, learns it out from the other mocker, so what does he need the word B'Yisrael for? And here, what is it, six lines on the top of Kufal from the base? Yisrael called who? Any three people is good. But if you learn out from a different pasuk, then had yaitzis is good. How you saw my avidlay? It says in this, Rabbi Shmuel by Yehuda was himself a ger. The Gemara is going to tell the story. So he presents a brisa. Ketan Rabbi Shmuel al nizdaf. The Gemara is going to quote. Rabbi Shmuel by Yehuda presents a brisa and said, "Yisav bezon shal yisav, lo bezon shal ger." What does that mean? So the Gemara, and then we'll skip a little bit, we'll get back to it. On the top line, on Kuf Beis Amud Aleph, we'll review again, and we'll get to the punchline over here. This says, Omar Rava, the last two words on Kuf Aleph on the base, Omar Rava goes over to Kuf Beis Amud Aleph. Ger Danas Chaver Edvar Torah. So we discussed last week, Rashi has an unusual opinion, Tosfos gives the regular din. A ger cannot be appointed to a position of Sarara. So to appoint a ger to be a member of a Sanhedrin, either Sanhedrin Gedoyla of 71 in Yerushalayim, or Sanhedrin Tana of 23 to be Gandin in Foshet, that itself is already a sorora. And the pasuk says, "Son tos malach melech, niker vachecha tos malach melech, niker vachecha means mimuvcha shebachecha, he should be a miyuchas." And "son tos" has the connotation, the kefa loshen. We say, "Lo dibetara kudashem le'yotma," so whenever you have a kefa loshen, so Yidarshan Lushain is Kfulim, Machlegs of Akiva Rabbi Shmuel. Shmuel holds a divatar because Hashem the other. Baruch Shalom dictated the Chumash to Moshe Rabbeinu with extra words, and you don't have to, not every word has to mean something. And the accepted opinion is Rabbi Akiva's opinion that Lo divatar because Hashem the other, whenever you have the Shain is Kfulim, so Yidarshan something. So the Gemara earlier said, where is it? On Daf Memheim Abeis. Tosi tells you, look on Memheim Abeis. And what Memheim Abeis says, "Son Tosim, the Kefa Loshen has a connotation, Kom Sim is Bemashma." You're not allowed to appoint a ger even to be the president of a labor union, unless all the members of the union are gerim. But if you have gerim and Yisraelim, so it's not permissible to appoint the ger to a position of Sarara over Yisrael. So that Pasuk, "Son Tosim, Kom Sim is," you can't appoint the ger to a position of Sarara. So that cuts out a ger, can't be a member of a Sanhedrin, that's already a Sror. What about to be a member of a Bezin? So just to be a member of a Bezin, that itself is not a Sror. That itself is not a Sror. But if he's Dan a Yisrael, then that's already a Sror over the Yisrael. But ger dan chaver hager, but if the ger will be a member of a Bezin and Dini Mamanis, and he'll be, and the Nidonim, the Taver with the Nitva that they're going to pass on them, they will ger him. So that's permissible. The ger can be done chaver hager and didi mamas. That's our Tosfos 6 nights. So then the Gemara continues, "Mekar v'achecha, avo ger danas chaver hager." Then it says, what is it on the fifth line? "Vim hoisa imam Yisrael dan afili Yisrael." What do you mean? So he's not a ger. He's not a ger. So why do we call him a ger? His mother's Jewish. When he's born, he's Jewish. He doesn't need geris. So what it means is like this. Let's say we have a pasuk in the Chumash that a Jewish man is not permitted to marry a mamzeres, and a Jewish woman is not permitted to marry a mamzer. So a daka krushav chaliyava b'kal Hashem. So what about a ger? A ger is also not allowed to marry a mamzeres, and a ger is also not allowed to marry a tzuadaka kushavcha. So that's a machlokes satanaim in the last perek in kiddushin. Whether it's a yavam is also a few times, but a kahal ger mikri kahal or kahal ger lo yikri kol. So we paskin that kahal ger is not called kahal Hashem. The yavam mamzer the kahal Hashem only applies to the Yisraeler. If a person is a ger or a ger, that's not called kahal. So they're permitted to marry mamzerim. So let's say a ger, a non-Jewish man converts, a non-Jewish woman converts, they marry each other and they have children. Let's say you have a whole community, the kuzarim, let's say the whole community with nochrim, and then they all convert and then they all intermarry with each other. So the ger and the geiris have children, and another ger and geiris, they all have children, they're all intermarrying. And no one has any ancestors who are Yisrael. Everybody is descendant from Gerim. So strictly speaking, even 10, 20, 30 generations later, they can still marry Mamzerim. Because Kahal Gerim Leikri Kohol. They're not considered Kohol. There's a Dima, the Rabbana, after 10 generations, it's already forgotten that they're all Gerim. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes a Gemara that after 10 generations, you're machmer mid rabban, that the ger shouldn't marry a mamzeres. But strictly speaking, even 30 generations later, it should be mutter. So the question is, so if you have a ger, marries a Yisraelis, or a Gioris marries a Yisrael, usually a ger doesn't marry a Gioris. Usually one of the spouses is a ger, one is a regular Yisrael who was not Megair, was a descendant from all the way back to Har Sinai. So when do you consider the children kohol? So in Shulchan Aruch, that's a machloikis, the Rambam and the Ran. So the Rambam writes in Hilchus Isuri Bia that if one spouse is a Yisrael and one is a Ger, so all the children are kohol. Whether the father is the Yisrael and the mother's a Gioris, or the mother's the Yisraelis and the father's a Ger, doesn't make a difference. If one of the parents is not a Ger, one of the parents is the Yisrael, so then all the children are Kohol, and none of the children are permitted to marry Mamzerim and Ator. And the Ran quotes the Rambam, the Ran and the Rif quotes the Rambam in Kiddushin, and he disagrees, and he says, why should that be so? Why should it mean the father or the mother? We have a pasuk in the beginning of Chumash Bamidbar that Moshe Rabbeinu is instructed to take the census of Klal Yisrael, and he has to figure out how many people there are in each and every Shevet. But there were mixed marriages. A man from Yisachar marries a girl from Shevet Yehuda. A Kohen marries a girl who's not a Kohenis. So how do you establish what Shevet they belong to when there's a mixed marriage? So the pasuk says you should count, take a census, lemishpachosam leveisavosam. So the Gemara has a comment, mishpachasav kriyim mishpacha, mishpachasamene kriyim mishpacha. It's only called mishpacha if the father's a kohen and the mother is not, or the father's a levi, the father's Yisachar, Zvulun, whatever shevet. So all the children belong to the shevet of the father. So how can the Rambam say if the father is a Yisrael and the mother is a Gioris, that Ran says, that I understand. The father is a Yisrael, so all the children are Yisraelim. You don't say that all the children have the status of Ger, Kahal Ger. But if the father is a Ger and the mother is a Yisraelis, Mishpachas Av Kriya Mishpacha, Mishpachas Em Eni Kriya Mishpacha. So the father's Yichud should be Kaveh. So since the father is a Ger, so all the children should be labeled as Gerim. Why all of a sudden the Rambam is so liberal? And he says, either the father or the mother. If the mother is Yisraelis and the father is a Ger, all the children are Yisraelim, and they're also to marry Mamzer. Why should that be so? We always say, Mishpachas Akrim, Mishpachas, Mishpachas Aymenikrim, Mishpachas. That's the Ram's Kasha and the Ram. So in Shulchan Aruch and Ebenezer, they quote the Machlekes, the Rambam and the Ram. What's a din in such a case? If the father is a Ger, the father is a Nochrish and his Gair, and the mother is a Yisraelis, whether the children are mutter, the psule kohol or not. So Rav Chaim Soloveitchik has his sefer on the Rambam. The sefer was printed after Rav Chaim passed away. So he talks about this Rambam. So he says, if the father's from Shevet Zvulun and the mother's from Shevet Yehuda, so then each one is offering something to the child. The father says, join Shevet Zvulun. Mother says, join Shevet Yisachar. The father's a kohen, the mother's not. So each one wants the children to be nimshach after them. So whenever there's a toss-up, so you say, mishpacha sarkuri mishpacha, mishpacha say, many kuri mishpacha. So the Rana understood that if the father's a ger, he's called kahal gerim. And the mother's mishavit zvulun, so she's, each one is offering something, so the children grab, they hold on to the father's yichas. Mishpacha sarkuri mishpacha, mishpacha say, many kuri mishpacha. Rav Chaim says that Rambam holds the father is not offering anything. That Kahal Gerim is called Kahal Gerim. Kohol is a term that only applies to those who are naturally. If you paskin that like that Tana, that's how we paskin Kahal Gerim Laikri Kohol. So it means that the Gerim are not called Kohol, but not that they're called Kahal Gerim. They have nothing to offer. They're Jewish. They have Kedushas Yisrael. They don't belong to any Shevet. It's not that they have a Chal Hashem Kahal Gerim. They're not called Kohol. So the mother is offering, the mother's the Israelis, the mother was born Jewish, and her parents are all the way back, they're Jewish. So the mother is kohol, and the father is nothing. So when do you say, mishpacha sab kri mishpacha, mishpacha sab enikri mishpacha, if they're both offering, that each parent wants to offer the child, father mayichas, so then the Torah says, we're madif the mishpacha sab. But if the father's not offering anything, Ram himself agrees to that. Ram himself quotes a Gemara like that. If the father doesn't have anything, let's say the father's a Nochri, and the mother's a Yisraelis, so the blood is not Mesiachas after the father. So the father's not offering anything. So then the child is Mesiachas after the mother. So here also Rav Chaim says that Ramam's opinion is Al Kahal Gerim. It's not that there's a shame, like the Shevet Zvulun, Shevet Yisachar, Shevet Levi, and Koyin. So Gerim are called Kahal Gerim. No, the Gerim are Jewish. They have Kedushas Yisrael. The children are going to be Jewish. Depends whether the mother is Jewish. The mother's a Gioris. Whether the mother's a Gioris, mother's born a Jew, it doesn't make a difference. If the mother is Jewish when she gives birth to the baby, so all the babies are going to be Jewish. So we know the child is going to be Jewish because the mother is Jewish. Either Yisraelis or a Gioris. But you want to know, is he called Kohol? So the mother is the Israelis and the father is a Ger. So it's not that the father belongs to Kahal Gerim and he's offering that Yichus. Kahal Gerim lo yikri kohol. There's no Chal Hashem at all. So since the father is not offering anything, there's no competition between the father and mother, then the mother's status of kohol is transmitted to the children. That's what Rav Chaim explains in a second.
Was the child in Mishachis after the mother shaved?
Rav Chaim has trouble with that. He gets stuck with the Gemara. The Gemara in Bechoris that the Ran quotes, the Gemara says yes. The Gemara says if the father's a Nochri and the mother's a Leviah, so the Gemara says the child is a Levi. So that's it. So the Gemara said the child is a Levi, that he doesn't need Pidyon HaBen. It doesn't say that he's a Levi that he gets a second Aliyah. So that's a question. There used to be a rabbi from Amsterdam. He used to write around 50 years ago, Captain Rabbi Yust from Amsterdam, was the chief rabbi, I think. He used to keep on writing in Hapardes whether you give him the second Aliyah. Apparently this was a shada they had. Halacha L'maaseh, the father's a Nochri, the mother's a Leviah. The Gemara really means to say that the child is a Levi, he gets the second Aliyah, but he's just a Levi when he gets to Petarechem. Maybe he's just a Levi when he gets to being cut up from Pidyon HaBen, but it doesn't really mean that he's a Levi. So Chaim,
she's a
Paskoya. When I was,
she's a
Paskoya. If she's a Kohenes, so the Gemara said there's a din, a Kohenes is Nivula la Nochri, is called Nivula la Pasala, so she loses a din Kohenes. But by Leviya, there is no such din. By Leviya, even Nivula, she's not allowed to live with a guy, but if Nivula la Nochri, there is no din, that she loses the din of Levi. So if the girl, the mother is a Leviya, the father's a Nochri, he never converted. So then the Gemara says, the mother is offering something, Leviah, and the father has nothing to offer. The father is an Ochri, and the Vlad is not Mesiachas after him. There is no Yachas between a Jew and a Goy. So the child is Jewish because the mother is Jewish. and the father is a nochri, so there's no yachas to the father, so only the mother is offering yichas. Father can't be offering anything. The father is not misyachas. The Gemara said the child is going to be a lady. So Abchaim, the Dvar Torah is a long one. The short part was the first paragraph that he says, the simple husband, the Rambam. Then he gets stuck with Gemaras, so he's matchik a little bit with the Gemaras.
What about the child of Shlomit Bas Divri? Shlomit Bas Divri.
Yeah.
The son of the
So he didn't get from the Shea, he didn't get Yerusha in that Shea.
Is that Mizyachis after the
Right, the Pashta says he's not. Right, so what do you do with that Gemara in Pcharis? That's only 15 years. Then I'll think Pashta. So Abchaim works hard on that. He gave such a good pshat in the Rambam. Whenever the father has nothing to offer, the mishpacha same as great mishpacha. So what do you do with the Yerusha? What do you do with Yerusha? Okay, so he works on that. So let's get back again to the Gemara. So the Gemara says, a ger cannot be Dana Yisrael. In the Gemara, a ger cannot be appointed, let's say like Tyson said, to appoint a ger to be a member of a Sanhedrin or Sanhedrin Dodo, Sanhedrin Tana. That's already a srara. That's already a minri of srara. So that's out of the question. You can't appoint a ger. It says ger dan chaver a ger. So Taisa it goes on didi mominus. So didi mominus, the ger cannot be done in Yisrael. That's an act of srara. If to be done a fellow ger, that's okay. When would you permit a ger to be gone, to be done in Yisrael? So if he himself converted, he can never be done in Yisrael. But if he himself never converted, let's say his parents are both gerim, so we call him a ger. Also, why do you call him a ger? Because he's mutter to marry all the psule kohol. He's mutter to marry a mamzeres. He's not going to help too much. He marries a mamzeres. The children are going to be mamzeres, even though he marries beheta. A ger is permitted to marry a mamzeres, but all the children are going to be mamzeres. That's not a smart thing to marry a mamzeres. But so, what would the din be if imam Yisrael? The Gemara says, "M'hoise imam Yisrael, if his father is a ger and the mother is not a ger, his mother is a Yisraelis. So does that change his status?" So that's a machlokes the Rambam and the Ran in Shulchan Aruch. Rashi already has the both opinions before Nivon. It's Nun Zayin. Abchaim quotes the Rashi has a long arichas on it, but in Shulchan Aruch they quote machlokes the Rambam and the Ran on the Rif and the end of Kiddushin quotes the Rambam and disagrees. So how do you read this Gemara? How is the Imam Yisrael? Does that change his status? So according to the Rambam, it changes his status halachically. Imam Yisrael, so he's called Kahal Hashem. He is Kohol. So then it says, how is the Imam Yisrael? So he's not a ger anymore. He's also the Mamzeres. So then he's done Afili Yisrael. However, with respect to Chalitza, Achinye Ovi the Imam Yisrael. Why? Because you have the pasuk mikarev achecha. You have the pasuk nikra shma b'Yisrael bezin shal shol or bezin shal gerim. So what's added on over here? It's added on even though it's imam Yisrael and he's allowed to be done a Yisrael the imamanis, but he can't be on a bezin for the purpose of chalitza. So achiyeh aviv v'imam Yisrael. You need both should be. What's added on? If it's Imam Yisrael, the halacha changes. He's called Kohol. He's ready Kal Hashem. So what's added if it's Aviv Imam Yisrael? Nothing is added. So nonetheless, that's halacha. You have to have Aviv Imam Yisrael. But the Tosis over here holds obviously like the Ran. Because Tosis learns, Imam Yisrael, nothing changes. Al pi halacha. If the father's a Yisrael, and the mother Gioris, the Mishpacha Sakri Mishpacha, then the children will be Israelim, then they'll be called Kohol. But if the mother's Imam Yisrael and the father's a Ger, so the child is Kahal Gerim, he's Mutta Bamamzeris, Mutta and all the Psule Kohol. So when it says, M'hois Imam Yisrael, Danafil Yisrael, why? His halachic status didn't change. It's Mikarev Achecha, since his mother's Israelis, Dosu Shein Genuk, it's called Mikarev Achecha. But when you get to Chalitza, you have a Pasuk B'Yisrael, you need something more than that. So it says, Achihei Ovi V'Imam Yisrael. So Taisa says, you don't need Ovi V'Imam Yisrael. All you need is Ovi V'Yisrael. Ovi V'Yisrael. His status is different. If it's only Imam Yisrael, the status is he's still a ger. Because the Mishpacha Sakri Mishpacha, and the father's a ger. So nothing changed. But nonetheless, Hoyse Imam Yisrael. It's called Nikarabachacha, because the mother was Jewish. And by Chalitza, he needs something more than that. So what do you need? So you don't need both Aviv v'Ima. What do you need Aviv v'Ima? You need Aviv v'Yisrael. That's what Taisa says. See, the Taisa says, Linya Chalitza. Actually, Aviv v'Ima v'Yisrael says, Taisa says, Pirish, you don't need both parents should be Yisraelim. Pirish v'Ima lo sagi. Not sufficient if the mother is Yisraelis. Actually, Gam Aviv v'Yisrael, Aviv v'Lachut sagi. All you need is Aviv v'Yisrael. How do they know that it's true? How they not do? Afil l'linya yichas kuhun is sagi v'yavim Yisrael, and they quote from Kiddushan Ayin Zayin. Kiddushan Ayin Zayin is a din, a kohen is not permitted to marry a giyoris. That's assumed to be an isa deraisa. A kohen is not allowed to marry a giyoris, even if she wasn't, if she was mezana with a nochri, if she was mezana with a nochri before she converted. So she's nivel al pasulos, of course. But even if she was never mizanik, even this garif chusim ibal shalosh shana ve'amechad is a machloek satanoim. Younger than gimel shana ve'amechad is ain't biyasa bia. By a goy, by a boy, it's only biyasa bia miteisha shana ve'amechad. He has to be 9 years old. And by a girl, it's only biyasa bia after the age of 3. So let's say a Jewish family adopts a baby girl a week after she's born, and then the guy of the baby girl, she's only a week old. So she wasn't, it's not possible, she wasn't nivela to an ochri before the age of 3 and biyasabi, and then she's being brought up by a religious Jewish family. So she's not being nivela l'pasala. So nonetheless, we paskin that giyorish and izgara p'chusim ibashal v'shanim ha'emechot, that's ain't biyasabi, still asura to marry a kohen. And the overwhelming majority of the paskin hold that that's an isa derais, it's not a chumra m'derabana. It's a real din deraisa. So a kohen is not allowed to marry geiros. What if a geir marries a geiros and they have a daughter? So the daughter is kahal geirim. The daughter is allowed to marry a mamzer. The daughter is allowed to marry a p'tzua daka. Because kahal geirim leikri kohol. But is she allowed to marry a kohen? The daughter is considered a geiros, but they get to marry p'tzua daka. Is she allowed to marry a kohen? So that's a machloekes hatanaim. So we pass on the ikaredin. The daughter was never a goya, only a girl who was once a nochris and then she converted. So then she's not allowed to marry a kohen. Let's say a non-Jewish woman is pregnant with a girl, and then the mother converts while she's pregnant. So the Gemara says muberish and isgaira. So also Gemara Yevam is dafayin ches muberish and isgaira. A non-Jewish woman is pregnant and she's toivel in the mikveh. She's megayer. So the Gemara says the children don't need geris, but not in a tzarech tefillah. You don't need a separate geris for the child. The tefillah that the mother does, l'shem geris, is good for the children also. But if she has a girl, that's what we call hayrasa shalav b'kedusha, but it does b'kedusha. The woman was pregnant with the baby girl before she converted. And then in the middle of the pregnancy, middle of the 9 months of pregnancy, the mother converted. So if there's a girl who's hayrasa shalav b'kedusha, does b'kedusha, even though Leidos Abigdusha, she's not allowed to marry a kohen. And the Rambam writes, she quoted the Beis Shmuel, and Ebenezer quotes the Rambam, even if Nisus Teitze, even if she went ahead by mistake and she married a kohen, they have to get divorced. That's a Nisa Gioris Lekohen. So that's if the girl, in the beginning of the pregnancy, the baby was not Jewish. The mother was not Jewish. The baby was not Jewish. The mother converted, and the baby underwent geirus together with the mother in the middle of the pregnancy. That's called harasa shelo b'kedusha. The mother became pregnant when she was not Jewish, but leidasa b'kedusha. But what happens if the mother converted before? Both parents converted. A geir marries a geirus, and then after they convert, then 2 years later they have a baby girl. So we pass kamikar at din deraisa that she's permitted to marry a kohen. The Mishnah has maybe there are chumers from the rabbanim. Kamikar at din deraisa she's permitted to marry a kohen. So the Mishnah quotes the Tana. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Tana says no. If the father and the mother, he says the loshan of Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, bas ger zocher ke bas cholol zocher. Let's say a kohen marries a grusha. So all the children are halolim. So let's say a cholol means empty space, vacuum, a cholol empty. So if a kohen marries a grusha, or he marries a geiros, and then they have children, all the children are ois galadik to empty that from kedushas kuna. So the child can go to the cemetery, and he can marry a geiros, and he doesn't get the first aliyah. And nishkin kohen is emptied out, ois kohen. So what happens if the cholol marries a cholol can even marry a kohenis? A kohen is not allowed to marry a chalala, but a kohenis is permitted to marry a chalala. So let's say the chalala gets married to a Yisraelis, to a kohenis, to a Levi. It doesn't make a difference. Everything is muta. Chalala gets married. So, and then he has a daughter. So it's a daughter, also a chalala. So the Mishnah says yes. That all the children that he has are going to be chalalim. Atzoyf kaladaris, because the psul chalalas is transmitted from the father. So the Mishnah quotes Rabbi Yehuda, the Tan Rabbi Yehuda there in Kiddush and Ein Zayin. Rabbi Yehuda says, Bas ger zachar ke bas chalal zachar. Just like if the father is a chalal and the mother is a regular Yisraelis, a kohenis, a levia. So all the children are going to be chalalim. So bas ger zachar, if the father is a ger, so the children are also going to be also the American. Bas ger zachar ke bas chalal zachar. Just like the father is a chalal, so the daughter is going to be considered a halala. So if the father is a ger, so the daughter is not allowed to marry koin mikra din derais. Not allowed to marry koin. So what do you need that the children should be allowed to marry a koin? So Tesis quotes the Mishnah, if Ovid me Yisrael, if the father is not a ger, the mother is a geris, but the father is not a ger. So Ovid me Yisrael is a shangiruk, so the daughter is a regular Yisraelis. A lot of me Israel so the children are not considered gerim. They are kahal Hashem. They're not considered kal ger. All the children are not allowed to marry mamzer, not allowed to marry tzuradak, and so on. So Taisa says you don't need aviv v'imo that they should both be Israelim. If you have aviv me Israel, so the child is already. Taisa obviously thinks like the Ran. Imo me Israel is not enough that the children should be considered kahal Hashem. Aviv me Israel solves the problem. So Tosis reads the Gemara, le'inyan im haisa imam Yisrael, the status of the children is not affected halachically. Imam Yisrael, the child is still a ger, and is still muta b'psulikol. And nonetheless, da'alafi Yisrael, because it's called mikarev achecha, his mother was Yisrael. But when you get the chalitza, you need more than that. So what's more, you need both of the imam Yisrael. Tosis says, no, what do you need both? All you need is other Yisrael. Of Israel, so the children are not called gerim. It changed their status. So this is Tosfos holds like that because they hold like the Ran. But according to the Rambam, who doesn't agree with the Ran, the Rambam holds Imam Yisrael already solves the problem. Imam Yisrael, so the children are not gal gerim. The children are Yisrael and Gemurim. So then Linya Chalitza, you need more than that. So what could be more than that? Imam Yisrael is already Yisrael Gavva. So according to the Rambam, the Pashto says you need both, literally. The Imam Yisrael need both, even though it doesn't really add anything up. And there is a cost, you need Aviv Imam Yisrael. So that's Nagel Adina, to be a member of the Bezin for Chalitza. Yeah, you shouldn't be a Ger, and you shouldn't be a descendant of Ger. Shouldn't be a descendant of Ger. You have to have the father, and according to the Rambam, both the father and the mother have to be Yisrael. According to the Tosfos, it holds like the Ran, it's enough if you have other Mizo. According to the Rambam, Imam Mizo already changes the status of the child. Imam Mizo, the children are called Yisraelim, Kal Hashem, and they can be done Chavera, they can be done Yisrael and Dini Mamas, and Chalitza needs more, so you need other Imam, literally, you need both. That's a Machlokes HaRishon. How does anybody know? So let's say if somebody is a kohen or a levi, okay, so he knows that his father all the way back was a kohen or a levi. Benishke kohen, nishke levi. So maybe 20 generations ago, maybe everybody was gerim. I don't know what shevet I belong to. Maybe I come from gerim. So how can anybody function as a member of a bezin for chalitza? I don't know. How does anybody know that his roots are not, unless you have a yichus to Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, to Rashi, to whatever. But you don't have a yichus Stambam. So how does anybody know? I don't know. Go by Rosh. Go by Rosh. Rosh people are not all the way back. But according to the Rambam, you have to have all of the Imamis, so you have to have both. I don't know. Okay. Sure.
Can a bad coin marry a ger?
Yeah, the Gemara says, lepsulim. A coin is not allowed to marry a halola, but a kohenis may marry a halola. A kohen is not allowed to marry a geiris, but a kohen is may marry a geir. The benos kohuna, they don't have any of these restrictions. A kohen can marry a garush. A kohen is not allowed to marry a grusha. But a kohen may marry a man who is a garush. The women, the bas kohen, doesn't have the restriction. Okay, so that was the drasha that the Gemara has going back again, a kufala from the base, and 10 lines from the top. So the Gemara darshans, from the word b'lisa the best and show yourself, the Gemara be'idach, one Tana needed the word b'Yisrael to tell me Yisrael called the who, even had yaitis agud, the members of the Bezin for Chalitza do not have to be smuchim, do not have to be members of a Sanhedrin. They can be any three Jews is good. So, and he learns it from the word b'Yisrael, b'Yisrael called the who. So how does he know this din b'Yisrael lo b'Bezin shagir? And for the Gemara, the word b'Yisrael appears twice in the parsha. So once Yadarshan it goes l'muti b'Bezin shagir. And once it comes to the rabbis, any Israel called the who, even if he doesn't have smiche, even if he's not a member of the bezna. That's the Gemara answer. Yisrael achreinik said, it says, tzvei mod Yisrael, tzvei gemar v'idoch. So according to the Tana, who knows that hadyotas are good for a bezin shel chalitz from a different pasuk. He had an amen aleph. And it says twice the Yisrael, so one Yisrael tells me that din bezin shel gerim is not acceptable. So what do you need the second time in Israel? Everything. I needed to tell me the other din. That it says after the whole chalitza is all over, it says, so what does that mean? So the Pashup shot would have been the members of the Bezin say chalutzanal. Say three times, chalutzanal, chalutzanal, chalutzanal. But what about all the other people? Usually when they have a chalitza in the yeshiva, so they ask the yavam and the yavama, would they mind if the students watch? Because chalitza is a rare thing in America. Where do you have a chalitza that a man was married and he dies leaving no children? In Eretz Yisrael, we said you have, every week you have Nebuch, soldiers are killed by the Arabs. So the young soldiers killed, he's married, he has no children. They didn't have a chance to have children. But if you don't have a Jewish army, so it's very rare that you have a chalitza. So you want to know the Talmidim, want to know what a chalitza looks like. So they try to get permission from the Yavam, the Yavama, that they should allow the Talmidim to watch. So when they finish the chalitza, not only the members of the business say chalutza na, chalutza na, chalutza na, all those who are standing there also, even though they're not part of the bezin at all. Because it says, v'nikon shma b'Yisrael, everybody should say, whoever happens to be there says. So that's what the Gemara says. Why does it say tzvei mol b'Yisrael? One tells you be Israel to the exclusion of the Bezin Shalgerim. And the other one tells you be Israel Kidatanya. I need it for the following Bryce. Amr Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda was a much younger contemporary of Rav Tarfon. The Mishnah Megillah says, Rav Yehuda says, I was the Balkari before my Bar Mitzvah. I read the Megillah for the whole Tzibur before my Bar Mitzvah. He was a Kotten Shigil Chinuch in Rav Tarfon Shul. And Rav Tarfon didn't prevent me from reading the Megillah. And the Chachamim said, we don't accept what he's saying. He's hallucinating. He said, well, whatever, they disagree with him. So he was a much younger contemporary. Rav Tarfon lived as Mount Abayis, and he lived through the Churban Abayis. The Gemara quotes Rav Tarfon, remember his stories, what happened. He was his uncle was a Levi, he was a Levi, and so on. And Rav Yehuda was much younger. Rav Yehuda, Pamacha, Sayyidi Yoshim, Lefnei Rav Tarfon, he remembers once, in his youth, it's a woman, neither chalitza, but amalano, and Reb Tarfon told all of us, we were talmidim. We weren't part of the bezin, but amalano, anu kolchem, everybody should say, chalutza nal, three times. So that's why it says three times, that's why it says twice be Israel. Once be Israel, amute bezin shal ger. A ger cannot be a member of the bezin. He says be Israel, bezin for chalitza. You need other v'imam Yisrael. And the other time Yisrael tells me, even all of the kol ha'amdim sham, everybody should answer, even though they're not members of the bezin. Fregmar v'idach, but the other time he used up the both words, be Yisrael. One tells you that gerim are no good, and one tells you hedyotis are good. So how does you know that everybody has to say, maybe he disagrees? How does you know that everybody says, ha'kimara, v'v'nikra nachka, v'nikra shma b'Yisrael, Chalutzanal, so the nikra means everybody says. Sure. So that's the end of all the drushes. Now the Gemara has a different kasha. There was a machlekes, how many members of the bezin do you need for chalitza? The Mishnah doesn't quote the machlekes, but the Gemara quotes the machlekes. The Mishnah says you need three members for the chalitza. And the Brisa quotes the Tana Rabbi Yehuda, you need five. What was that based on? So the Gemara says, since in the Pasuk it says, V'karu lo zikne ira, V'karu in the plural, Samir Rabim Shnaim, so you need at least two Rabbanim, and then Bezen Shokol, so you need three. And that's how the Chachamim, that's how the Mishnah got to that conclusion, you need three. And how did Rabbi Yehuda come to his opinion that you need five? So the Gemara says, you have another Pasuk that's written in the plural, Zikne Shnaim is Kenim Shnaim. So that's Miyad Rabim Shnaim, Miyad Rabim Shnaim. So you need four members of the Bezen. And we have a rule, Ein Bezen Shokol. You can't, when you're establishing the minimum number of Dayanim, you need a Bezen. You can't establish the number. If you want, you can have an odd number of Dayanim on a Bezen. But when you're establishing a Darshan and Psukim, to establish what's the minimum number of Dayanim, you don't establish that the minimum number is going to be an odd number. So the Mimele, you need five Dayanim. That's Machlekes for the three or five. Freg di Gemara. But there are other psukim that are written in the plural. Freg di Gemara, Ella Meyato. If you're telling me that the Bezna of three or the Bezna of five, how did you establish those two opinions of Yudacham? Based on Zikenim and Zikne and Miyot Rabim Shnayim. But it says, V'korlo Zikne Iro, V'dibrei Lob. So V'korlo is in the plural, that you need another two. V'dibrei Lob is also in the plural, another two. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, you should really need, instead of five, you should read nine. According to Racham, instead of three, you should need seven. You should add another four. Three and four, seven. That's the Gemara's kasha. Ella meyato, this was like one long parenthesis, or footnote. The Gemara's anomal, the Gemara said, my Tana Tanakama. Why does Tanakama say you need three Dayanim? So miyad rabim shnayim. My time of the Rabbi Yehuda, you need five. Fine. Now the Gemara says, Ela Meyata. If that's the drasha, this is everything in between was a footnote. And now the Gemara picks up, Ela Meyata. If everything is based on the fact that it says in plural, that means Miyad Rab Mishnayim, and another Miyad Rab Mishnayim, Ela Meyata, Bekor Mishnayim, Bedibur Shnayim, Rachanami, Shikama, the Rabbi Yehuda, you need nine Dayanim. For Chalitz and the Rabban, you need seven Dayanim. And the Gemara, no, those psukim I needed, the Koru, the Dibro I need for a different Rosh. That tells me a different din. It doesn't mean to add on another two Dayanim, another four Dayanim. So the Gemara, name, Ahu Meboile, those two words, the Koru, the Dibro, in the plural, Meboile Likiritanya, tells me the following din. The Koru, lo, below Shlucham. The members of the Bezin have to speak to the, have to call the Yavam to do the Chalitza, they shouldn't send Shluchim. They should do it themselves. What does that mean? What are they going to talk to him about? They should discuss with him whether it makes sense that he should perform Yibum. Because we started off the Perek, there's a Mishnah and Pcheris in the end of the first Perek. The Mitzvah is Yibum Kodemus, the Mitzvah is Chalitza. The simple reading of the Parsha is preferable to do Yibum. If he doesn't want to marry her, she doesn't want to marry him. If she refuses, he refuses. It can't be ma'anasar. The din is that habol yivimta beim shaygig beim meizit is kind of the yivama. But he's not allowed to rape the yivama. If she doesn't want, she doesn't want. So he's not allowed to be bola. If he would be bola, he'll be kind of her. And then he can't do chalitza then. Then he has to give the gift. But he's not supposed to be ma'anas the woman. So the dibrei love means we give him a recommendation. Shemasim lo etzah hugenis lo. Even though the Pshuter Shal Mikra in the Mishnah says that mitzvahs yibum, kodemus le mitzvahs chalitz, are preferable to do yibum, but if there's a major age gap between the two, shem hoyahu yelad, if he's very young, but he's a kena, she's much older, or who's okin, he's an old man, but he yelad, she's much younger, there's an age gap either in one direction or the other, so the Bezin discusses with him, Amrullah, the Bezin should give him an etzah, how again is like, Malach Eitzel Yalda, Malach Eitzel Zikena. Why do you marry such a girl that's so much younger, so much older? Kalach Eitzel Shakamayscha. Go marry a girl your age. Don't do Yibum, do Chalitza. Lechatchila, it's more correct if everything else is equal, so it's more correct to do Yibum, it's preferable. But if it's unreasonable, so then Nisht, that it doesn't make sense. So you said, Bidiyevid, Chalitza is also acceptable. Would usually is only acceptable by the Eved. So usually more correct is to do Yibum. But over here it's unreasonable. So like a Shas HaTak, Shas HaTak Yedi Eved Dami. In Shulchan Aruch, that's a klal. Shas Hatchak Yeri Yeridam. Shas Hatchak, we allow you to do lechatchila what's usually only b'riyav. Many of the tshuvas of Rabbi Moshe Feinstein are based on the assumption in America everything is a Shas Hatchak, because you're dealing with people, a lot of people are not interested in being so observant. So we allow lechatchila a lot of times, but it's only mutter b'riyav. In America, everything is a Shas Hatchak. There's a famous tshuva from the days of the Ramo. There was a humorous story. There was a chazan whose name was Shimon, and the Gemara has a Tana Shimon who I'm saying, he had a shita yedarshan every time it says es bereishis balakim es hashemayim es or es is always marba something, because you could just as well write the sentence in modern Hebrew. We don't write es; we would have written bereishis balakim hashemayim haaretz, but it says es hashemayim es haaretz. The es is marba something. So this Tana was darshaning away from bereishis till he got halfway through Dvarim. He got to the pasuk Es Hashem Lokech Atira. But the Rebbe Shem doesn't have any partners. What do you mean? Es the Rabbis, what? You only have to have Yira Shemayim. You're not supposed to have Yira. If you would believe in the Trinity, okay. But if we don't believe in the Trinity, there are no partners. So what do you mean? Es Hashem Lokech Atira. So Pirish. So he stopped darshaning, and he said everything is wrong. So the Talmidim said, but we have notebooks full of drushas. He said, put everything in Shemus. It's all wrong. All along I thought this was the shita, that S is marbe, and I got schar because I thought I was saying emes Torah, and now I'll receive schar for not saying falsh Torah. Now I realize falsh Torah is going to stop. Rabbi Kiva came and he said, no, you do darshan S, and S Hashem Lekechatil Rabbis Tamir HaChachamim. Mare Rabbah Chimar HaShemayim, you have to have not enough to have covered Tamir HaChachamim. But the Rabbi Muvuk, you have to have even Moira, Moira Tamil Chacham. So the story goes that there was a chazan in the days of the Ramah, and had a very pleasant voice, and the Balabatim enjoyed the way he davened, but he used to eat treifas. So the way they wrote the Shaila, Shimon, chazan's name was Shimon. So they said, Shimon Zen Derish Kol Es V'Es Shabbatara. Es means to eat. So he wrote, Es HaChazir, Es HaGomov, Es HaNeves. He eats all the treifa food. Es, he died Aleph Tov, and this is Esen with an ayin. So that was the Shaila. So the Rav wants to know, it says in Shulchan Aruch, that if you catch the chazan that eats treifas, you're supposed to fire him. What kind of Shlech Tzibur is he? He's supposed to bring out tefillas to the Baruch Hu, he doesn't keep kosher. He's supposed to fire him. But the rabbi knows he's going to fire him. He's going to make a big machlokes in the shul. So they sent the Shaila, I think, to the Ramah's brother-in-law, if I'm not mistaken, to one of the generation of the Ramah. What should he do? So the nusach of the letter that they sent back was, they invented an expression. This expression doesn't appear in any midrashim, I don't think. This is the nusach of the tshuva. Butov laham etzal behechol, ba'yar b'machlokes b'yisrael. Better to put a crucifix in the Aron Kodesh and leave it there, rather than to make machlokes. So what kind of a lashon is that? Mutav laham etzal behechol. So the Pasha Peshat, what he means is, lechatchila, it's not right to have such a chazan who doesn't keep kosher. But for the Eved, if he davens for an omen, so everyone's yotze lechazar shashatz. If the rabbi is going to fire him, he's going to make machlekes. So shas hatchak yedi Eved domi. That was the basis of the psak. Shas hatchak yedi Eved domi. If you're faced with the shas hatchak, if you're going to put your foot down and insist on what the proper way to act is, this fellow should not function as a shliach tzibur, it's going to cause machlekes. So that's shas hatchak, not to cause machlekes. So we allow lechatchila, which usually is unacceptable, but you have a lot of cases like that. Shas hatchak yedi. You have Tosis formulates the klal. The Jews always were in business to make money. The Jews didn't go into business where you're not going to make money. So apparently the bakers in the days of the Baal HaTes didn't make too much money. So the Jews were not bakers. So when the Jews would go to bake, they would rent the right to use the Christians' baking utensils in the oven. They used to bake matzahs by the Christians. They used to bake challah all year long by the Christians. So the Christians then, the goyim, used to put lard into the bread. In America now, most of America, they don't use lard. Years ago, they all used to use lard. It's too expensive. So now they don't do. So all the kelim, all the baking tins, had a bliya of lard on it. So if you wait till it's ena ben yoimai, if you wait 24 hours, the last time the goyim used it for treifas was 24 hours ago. So in the Torah, it's called bliya. That's ena ben yoimai is called nesen tam levgam. So in HaTorah, you're allowed to use all the kelim. You only have to kasha the kelim with Hagola Libon if it's still Ben Yomo. When it's any Ben Yomo, it's mutam and HaTorah to use it. But when the Rabbanon, they said, you're not allowed to use it. Mechatchila should use. But the Eved, by mistake, if he used it, it doesn't make treif the food that you, kosher food that you cook. Because the klisha any Ben Yomo is considered nice in time of gum. So the shaila was, the Jews want to bake bread. And the goyim are not going to let them kasha the baking tin. So they're going to have to wait 24 hours and bake. You're allowed to do that lechatchila. You're not allowed to use a tray for kli ene ben yom. Gzera ene ben yom, ota ben yom. You're not allowed to use it. But if you cook kosher food on the tray for kli ene ben yom, it doesn't make tray. But over here, the goyim will not allow you to kasha their baking tins. And even though the pasuk says lo al alechem levado yichya ha'adam, so the Rishonim paraphrased it al alechem yichya ha'adam. But bread years ago used to be the staple of all the meals. Today everybody's on a diet. Some of us are not on a diet, okay? But everyone wants to go. So we only eat challah on Shabbos and Yom Tov. I don't need bread all week long. Most people don't eat bread. They just challah on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and they just barely eat it because I eat the bread. But years ago, Europeans, they would eat 8 slices of bread in the meal. And then have a little piece of chicken, have a little piece of fish, or whatever. But the main part of the meal was the bread. Al alechem yichya ha'adam. So that's what the Balei HaTosfos, it's a Tosfos in Avodah Zarah. That since it's a Shas HaDchak, al alechem yichya ha'adam, so we allow you lechatchila to bake the kosher bread and the treifa kli, that the goyim will not let us kasher. If it's ein ben yoyim, so he said, b'di'evit, if you bake the kosher bread on the treifa kli, it does make treif. So this is called Shas HaTchak Yedi Evedan, Shas HaTchak Me'la L'chatchila. So that's, that depends how important it is. Shabbos, let's say, we have a great need to have parva ice cream, and they will not let us kasha the milchig machinery. So such a big Shas HaTchak, we can live without the milchig ice cream also, you can live without the parva ice cream. So you're not making over there. That's not Shas HaTchak Yedi Evedan. If the company can't kasha the milchig machinery, to make parva ice cream, so you don't make parva ice cream. That's not a Shas HaTchak. Or something like that. So that Shas HaTchak is on bread. Or sometimes if you have some kind of a baby food, and you don't have another company that produces the baby food. And not all the mothers have the patience to cook all the food. So sometimes on baby foods, if you don't have a kayetzib, it's on a different company. So sometimes that's called a Shas HaTchak. So that's the klal. Shas HaTchak Yeri Domi. So this over here also, the Beis Din recommends, even on mitzvahs, even kodemus, the mitzvah chalitza, preferable is to do yibum, but if b'di'evit, if he'll do chalitza, so it'll be b'di'evit. So if it's unreasonable, then we say, Shas HaTchak Yedi Evedan, the Beis Din should recommend to him, v'dibrei lav, shemasim la'itza halgenes lav, give him an etza, don't do yibum. They'll sometimes recommend, they should do chalitza. Kolach l'cheitzel shekemoscha, marry a woman the same age as you. Is prevent ketata, that's called the Shas HaTchak. Okay, shut. So what have we learned so far? Is machlokes hatanaim whether the bez, you need a bezin for chalitz. And machlokes whether you need 3 or 5. Based on psukim. So how do we pass kan halacha lamaise? Halachik is stam mishnah. The stam mishnah says 3. Yeah, but the question is, we don't always pass on halacha kistam mishnah. There's so many exceptions to the rule. So the Gemara has the shaila, how do we pass on halacha lamaisa? Omar Rove, Omar Rav Nachman, halacha lamaisa, how do we pass on? Halitza bishloisha, it's enough of bezna 3. We don't pass like the Tana Rav Yehuda. Why? Because the halacha kistam mishnah. All the sasim lantana kava say. The stam mishnah, beginning of our perek, is halacha kistam mishnah. So the Amalei Rav Rav Nachman, so he asked the question, is that true that you always follow halacha kistam mishnah? I hachi, if that's the way to paskin, miun nami. What is miun? Miun is like this. A girl becomes bas mitzvah at the age of 12, and a boy becomes bar mitzvah at the age of 13. Machlokes hatanoim, when the boy becomes bar mitzvah, when the girl becomes bas mitzvah. So that's the psak halacha. The Gemara says, why, how come the girl becomes bas mitzvah year before the boy? Because the pasuk says in Bereishis, Vayivan Hashem Elokim Asat Tzela. So Vayivan means HaKadosh Baruch Hu took that Selah from Adam HaRishon and made Chava Vayivin as Miloshim Binyan. He constructed the Chava's body from that Selah. So the Gemara says an additional level of interpretation, and the word Vayivin is Miloshim Bina. Bina is saying, Nasa HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lisha Yosem and Hish, that the women mature earlier than the men. It corresponds to Metzias, they say. It corresponds the girl's brain reaches the maximum size that it's going to grow at the age of 12. She's not yet Yushev till later, but the size of the brain reaches its maximum size at 12. And by the boy, it only reaches the maximum size at the age of 13. That's the Metzias Adov. How did the Tanaim know this? Apella. But that's what they said, that the girl's brain reaches the full size. The maturity that comes later in the Seichel. So that's what the Chacham said. Some of the Reform feel that that's an insult to the women to discriminate against them. Why are you discriminating? So they have the girls have their bas mitzvah at the age of 13. The women should be the same as the men. Why? Babini Seirah. The girl's brain corresponds to reality. The girl's brain reaches its full size. And the Tanaim said she becomes a gadol year before the boy. So it's Adar Rabbah. That's a busha for the women. It's a cover for the women. As like, the Reform have their own Shulchan Aruch. Okay. So a girl before, a boy before bar mitzvah, and a girl before bas mitzvah, even if it's a genius, the halacha says, a cherish ha'at b'kot and zalav bardas. A cherish in the Gemara usually means ein shameh ve'ein medaber, a deaf mute. So the days of the Tanoim, a deaf mute, they had no way to communicate and no way to educate them. So the deaf mute would be retarded. Today they have schools where they can educate the deaf mutes. So that's what the Rashash and Gitna Dafayin raises the question. Now that they have a school in Vienna, the Rashash live in the Vilna. Now they have a school in Vienna, they're able to teach the deaf mutes, and maybe they shouldn't have the din of a cherish, because the cherish, the poskim say in Shulchan Aruch, even if the person is not deaf and he's not mute, but he's retarded. Seriously retarded, not stum. Like Rabbi Tendler used to say, the president of my shul is retarded. that's not retarded. Retarded means he doesn't have the seichel of a shvacha 13-year-old. That's called retarded. He doesn't have the seichel of a shvacha. He's not crazy. A shaitan means deranged, crazy. The guy is a genius, and he talks on two telephones at the same time. Multimillionaire, he's running business and talking to Japan and Iceland at the same time, but he thinks he's Napoleon. So that's a shaita, that's crazy, that's deranged. And a cherish is retarded. So the poskim say, even if he can hear and he can speak, but retarded is retarded, has a din of a cherish. So you have a cherish, shaita, the cotton, all three are considered labradas. The cotton can be a bigger genius than all of us put together, but that's halacha. Before bar mitzvah, the cotton is considered labradas, and the girl before bas mitzvah is alaf bas das. So in order to get married, you have to have das hachosin and das hakala. So if you have a young girl, the Gemara says it's a stupid thing to marry a daughter off when she's so young, because a marriage is probably not going to last. It's going to fall apart. You have to wait till the girl is older, and she, at least 12 years old, and she should agree to marry this guy. But strictly speaking, the Chumash says the father can marry his daughter off. If she's one day old, she was born today, it says in the Chumash, the father can name a kabbal kiddushin for bitoktan. If there's a father, he marries a daughter off, the daughter is an eshes ish min haTorah. But what if the father is not alive? Or what if the father went to Medina Sayyam? He's away on business, and the months are rolling by, and all of her classmates, she's only 9 years old, but all of her classmates are married already. She's the old maid in the class. So everybody feels terrible for her. So they made a takonim in the Rabbanan, either if the father's away, Medina Sayyam, or the father's not alive, or other cases where she left the Rishu Saviyah. So they made a takonim that she can't marry herself off. There's a machlekes, mi paskon shochna, she can be in Kabbal Kedushin herself. But the brothers, if she has older brothers who are bar mitzvah, or the mother, then I told her the mother cannot marry off the daughter. But with the Rabbanan, he siyua ima v'yachel. If the mother marries off the daughter who's a ktana, or the older brothers who are bar mitzvah already, they marry off their sister, so that's kiddushin midirabbanan. So that kiddushin midirabbanan is not like a regular, it's only kiddushin midirabbanan. It's a weaker kiddushin. There are many other cases of kiddushin midirabbanan. Any other case of kiddushin midirabbanan, you need a get. There's no way to get out of it. You need a get. But kiddushe ktana can be broken aide milon. What does it mean? The girl was, let's say, they married her up at the age of 9, and now she's not yet bas mitzvah, she's only 11 and a half. And she goes to the bezin, she says, I don't want to be married to this guy, I want you to annul the marriage. So there's such a concept of annulling a marriage. It's only kiddushin de rabbanan. And it doesn't work by other kiddushin de rabbanan. It's only by kiddushe ktana. We call it kiddushe milun. There's kiddushe misa, when a regular woman gets married, the girl is at 20 years old, she gets married. That's a real eshes ish deraisa. So if she's mezana, there's going to be misa. And if it's only kiddushe milun, so it can be brought, that's only the rabbanan, there's a weaker the rabbanan. There are other kiddushin rabbanan, there's a weaker the rabbanan. So kiddushe iktana can be broken by the milun. She goes to the beds and she says, I don't want to remain married. And they annul the marriage. What do you mean annul? And now she can marry her husband, her former husband's brother, or his son. It's considered as if she was never married. She can marry a kohen. Not that she was married and she got divorced. She was never married. So how do you do miyun? The girl comes to the bezin, she says, I don't want to remain married to this man. How much of a bezin do you need? So the Gemara says, Tanya, let's see, what is it? Ihachi, what's the kasha? Here, the last narrow line. If you're telling me the din is that the chalitza needs a bezin or three because of the stam mishnah, so there's another stam mishnah in the same mesichta that miun needs a bezin of three, and we don't paskin like that mishnah. We paskin it's enough with two. The Gemara says, "Ihachi." The Gemara asks, "Miun nami? You ought to require a bezin of three. This nan we have a mishnah hamiun v'chalitza b'shloisha. You need a bezin of three." For chalitza, the same mishnah puts together miyun and a chalitza. So chalitza we pass in three because of a stam mishnah. The zelba stam mishnah later in the mesichta or the first mishnah in Sanhedrin that base and all. So it puts the two together. Hamiyun vachalitza bishloisha. So do we pass like that? Do we pass miyun vichitema hachinami? Maybe that's takel pesach. Maybe you need a bezin of three for chalitza. The Gemara is wrong. But Tani, we have a brayse in miyun. How much of a bezin do you need? So b'shama yarmen bezdin mumchim, you need a bezdin of three smuchim. We say lomren b'bezdin mishalay b'bezdin. If you want, they can be smuchim. If you want, they can be three hadyotas. Or be'elu v'elu moedim. But both b'shama b'silag mishat tzorach shlosha. They both agree you need a bezdin of three. They only argue, is it enough three hadyotas? Like b'chalitza, three hadyotas are good. They don't have to have smicha. And b'silag say you have to have three smuchim. The next Tanoim say wrong. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Loza, Rabbi Yosi, Machshir and Bishnai. They say you only need a bezin of three. If you have two people, the girl goes to in the presence of two, and she says, I'm not happily married, I want you to annul my marriage, and they declare annul. Shait miyun. They break up the marriage. And how do we paskin? Do we paskin? There are three shittas here. Lishama hod, you need three smuchim. Isilva said you need three adyotas. Usually Basil and Meshach, we pass like Basil. And then these two Tanaim, Rabbi Yis, Rabbi Yudin, Rabbi Loz, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Loz, Rabbi, who is it? Rabbi Yisi, they say two. The Omer, Rabbi Yisi, Bar Minyon, the Omer, Amna, Halachi, Ka'os, Azug. We pass like the last two Tanaim, that you don't need three. Miyun can be done in the presence of two. So you see that we ignore the Stam Mishnah. And it's the exact same Stam Mishnah that says, Chalitza B'Shloisha, it says, Hamiyun V'Chalitza B'Shloisha. So just like we ignore this Stam Mishnah when we get to Mir, maybe we should ignore this Stam Mishnah when we get to Chalitza. Maybe we should adopt our beauty's opinion that you need Chalitza b'chamisha. If we're not following this Stam Mishnah. Yep, that's the Gemara's question. And for the Gemara, no, it's not the same. Halachic is Stam Mishnah by Chalitza b'shloisha, because there are two Stam Mishnahs like that. But Chalitza b'shloisha is only one Stam Mishnah. And for the Gemara Hasan by Miyun Chad Stam, it's only one Stam Mishnah. So that's not necessarily so. Halachik Stam Mishnah b'hoch b'negeit chalutze chalitze that you need a bezin of three is trei stami. The two Stam Mishnah. So two Stam Mishnah is as halachik Stam Mishnah. One Stam Mishnah is not. Frag the Gemara. It's not true. What you just said is not true. Hasan nami by Miyun is also trei stami. The two stami Mishnahs. One is the first daf in Sanhedrin. That it says miyun v'chalitza b'shloisha, and the other one is later in the mesichta, or not later, it's earlier. Earlier in the mesichta, frag the Gemara hasam, what they say, hasam nami trei stami ninu. This not miyun shochaltz b'fanav yisraelo. That's like this. Let's say a woman was an aguna. Her husband disappeared, and we don't know whether he's alive or dead. Then an Eid Echad comes and he says that the husband is dead. So the Bezdin interrogates him, and they discuss it, and then they paskan that she's allowed to remarry. So the Mishnah says you don't need a Bezdin for that. A Chacham who knows Shulchan Aruch can paskan. So the Chacham Hareza lo yisaena. He shouldn't. The one who paskan that she's allowed to marry should marry her because it looks fishy. He allows it. He paskan the husband is dead. You can marry, and then he goes and he marries her. It doesn't look nice. Or let's say a couple is married, and the wife took a neder, the husband took a neder, that makes it impossible to have a normal marriage. So bimata the neder. So they go to a chacham says, this neder doesn't lend itself to hataras nedarim. They must get divorced. They get divorced, and he goes and he marries the woman. So that looks scandalous. So the Gemara quotes a pasuk from Mishlei, I think. Hasam mincha ikshus peh ulazus vasayim harchek me'alecha. That's at, I think, at the end of the second parak in your Yevamos. You have a series of Mishnahs of things that you're not allowed to do. Then the Mishnah has, yeah, here. It's on Chov Hey on the base. Chochem Shasa Seisha Ben Eder Al Baila. He passed on that they have to get divorced because the neder that he took, she took, doesn't lend itself to her. So they don't have to get divorced. Says I raise a so he shouldn't marry her. It doesn't look nice. And then there's a previous Mishnah. Hamevi getem dinas ayam achafem et aleph. Hamevi getem dinas ayam a shliach la ilache eid echad comes and he says b'fanei nechtem b'fanei nechtem. He gives a get to the woman. Now that she's divorced, so he's going to marry her. So it looks fishy. Maybe the whole story is above him. I said, and he made up a lie. Okay. So the Mishnah has certain cases, and here the Gemara has on Chav Dalet on the base where it said Mishlei Dalet around 20 lines from the top. So they quote the pasuk Kosmimchik Shesper Luzus Vasam Harchek Me'Alecha. You shouldn't do something that looks shady. So what happens? So the Mishnah has here the Mishnah Chav Hamid base, the second half of that Mishnah. Mi'ano Oshecholtze Befanu. Let's say there was a bezin of three who supervise the chalitza. So now she's allowed to remarry. So one of the members of the bezin is going to marry her. So he can't say he's not allowed to marry her because he's going to think that the whole thing was a fake. Why did the other two people, why did the other two dayanim join him? Maybe a rabbi sometimes will compromise on the truth because he fell in love with the girl. So say that the Eshishish has to get the worst because he has his eye on her. But what are the other two rabbis going to be faking around? And Neshuhu Bezin, if he's part of all Bezin, so you don't have to worry that there's going to be Lizus Sasai. So the Mishnah says that both Miyano Oshecholtze Befanav, he was part of a Bezin of Miyun, or he's part of a Bezin of Chalitza, Hareza Yisraena, he may marry her, there's no problem of Hasamim Chayik Shesper, because Neshuhu Bezin, so you see that you need a Bezin? So the Gemara says you have two Stami Mishnahs, the first Mishnah in Sanhedrin, the Abesim and Aleph, and you have the Mishnah over here, Achav Hei and Abes, that both Mishnahs say that you need Miyun is Bishlosha. So you just told me before, you only say Alochi Kisam Mishnah if you have two Stam Mishnahs. So by Chalitza Bishlosha, you have two. And by Miyun Bishlosha, you only have one. The Gemara says, not true. Correct the Gemara, Hasanami Trey Stami Ninu, this non Mishnah Achav Hei. And for the Gemara, no, we got to reword the answer. Chalitza Bishlosha, there are three Stam Mishnayos. So if you have three Stam Mishnayos, then the din is Halachic Stam Mishnayos. But the Mil Mishlosha, there's only two Stam Mishnayos, so there you don't necessarily have to assume Halachic Stam Mishnayos. So you might, what are you talking about? Halachic Stam Mishnayos doesn't make a difference. One Stam Mishnayos, two Stam Mishnayos, three Stam Mishnayos. Rabbi Yudal Nasi wrote it anonymous. He didn't attach a name. Meaning that that's the majority opinion. That should be the din. Idi hold for that cloud. The Gemara says Rabbi Yochanan, some of the students of Rabbi Yochanan quoted in the name Rabbi Yochanan Halachik Yisra Mishnah, and others said Rabbi Yochanan never said it. There was a machlokes among the students of Rabbi Yochanan whether you adopt such a position of Halachik Yisra Mishnah. But if you hold Halachik Yisra Mishnah, doesn't make a difference. One stam, two stam, three stam, doesn't make it stronger. Three stam Mishnah is not stronger. So the Gemara says Elohasim, three stam, hachat klasa stami. By the chalitza b'shloisha, there are three stama shnaisa. Mim b'shloisha is only two. The Gemara says, what's the difference? Michti ha-stama va-stama. A stama is a stama, li-chat stama, li-tre stama, li-tlosa stami. That's not an explanation. That's not an explanation. Why did you tell me that you paskan chalitza b'shloisha? Because the stam mishnah, the same stam mishnah says that milan is b'shloisha. And you don't accept that stam mishnah. Why do you accept the stam mishnah by chalitza? What are they pushing for? Maybe the din is like Rav Yehuda that you need five. Tosfos says, why don't you just say Yochid v'Rabim halachik herabim? If Rav Yehuda, his name is singled out, he's the only one. All the other disagree. So Tosfos says, sometimes we miss the little Tosfos Hoyel. So they write on their last line. The Gemara says, sometimes mistabe time of the Yochid. Sometimes the opinion of the minority Tane is more mistaber. So sometimes we do it. We don't always say Yochid v'Rabim halachik herabim. Sometimes we do accept the opinion of the Yochid. So how do you know that you don't paskin? How do you know that you paskin chalitza b'shloisha because of the stam mishnayis? There are three stam mishnayis, but Rabbi Yehuda had a good drush, and maybe it should be five. So the Gemara says the answer is because Rabbi Yehuda himself backed out. Rabbi Yehuda backed out b'seif yom. How do you know? Elam Rav Nachma Yitzchak. The answer is that there's a mishnah in Sanhedrin that quotes Rabbi Yehuda disagreeing about other things, but it doesn't quote Rabbi Yehuda disagreeing about the chalitza b'shloisha. It says chalitza b'shloisha. It doesn't say Rabbi Yehuda I'm a b'chamisha. And it quotes Rabbi Yehuda disagreeing on other things about how many members. So Zakti Gemara, the answer is chalitza b'shloisha, because Rabbi Yehuda himself backed out. Hold the sasam b'mokam achloikas. They quote Rabbi Yehuda disagreeing about other things, and they don't quote Rabbi Yehuda disagreeing on the chalitza. It's a simon that he backed out. This is not. Mishnah says, Smicha zikenim, the egla rufa bishloisha. Smicha zikenim means like this. There's a din, let's say somebody was machal Shabbos bishagig. A person did an aver bishagig, which, if he would have done the aver b'mezid, he would have been chayv koris. But he did the aver bishagig, he ate chomis b'pesach by mistake. Or he ate chela b'dam, or he was machal Shabbos, or he ate b'yom kippah bishagig. So he has to bring a carbon chattas. What if 51% of Klal Yisrael violated an aver sheyesh bo kares because of a mistaken psak of the Bez Nagol? Chief Rabbi at Pasna and Mutta says Mutta. So everybody's turning on lights on Shabbos. They say it's Mutta. Everybody's eating the chametz b'pesach. Everybody's eating the chela b'dam. And then so everybody, more than 51% of the tzibur violates the aver. Then the Bez Nagol realizes that that was a mistake, and they make a retraction. They say we made a mistake. You shouldn't do this. It's an issa. So it comes out, Rav HaTzibur violated an aver sheyesh bo kares because of the mistaken psak of the Bez Nagalus. Instead of requiring each and every individual person to bring a chatas, Bez Nagal brings one big chatas, a chatas and an oila, that's called par helam davar shel tzibur. They bring one korban. If it's only 49% of the tzibur, 50%, if it's not Rav HaTzibur violating the avera, then each and every person has to bring his own chatas, even though it's not their fault. Each and every person brings it up, but if it's 51% of the Rav of the Tziba violated the Iser Kares Bishagig because of the mistaken psak of the Bez Nagal, and the Bez Nagal brings up Parhalan Dovashal Tziba. So there's a din. When you bring a carbon, you have to do smicha on the carbon. You have to lean on the carbon with both hands. So the only one who can do smicha is the Baal HaKorban. Let's say I live in America, I was Mechal Shabbos B'shogig, so I email the people in Beis HaMikdash, I wire money to them, I send them $1,000, they bring a chatas on my behalf, I ate chametz b'pesach b'shogig, I was Mechal Shabbos B'shogig, whatever. So then when they bring the korban, I can't make a shliach to do the smicha for me, only the Baal HaKorban himself can do smicha. If you're not the Baal HaKorban, you don't do smicha. So the Meila, the Mishnah says, if it's a korban tzibur, no one could do smicha. Every day of the year they bring Tmidim and Musafim, so they never do smicha on the Tmidim and Musafim, because it's a Korban Tzibur. How can you have the Tzibur do smicha? So the Mishnah has, there are three or four Karbanas, I forgot the Mishnah, there are three or four Karbanas Tzibur that you do have smicha. So one of them is the Par Halam Davishal Tzibur. That's called Smicha Zikainim. When the Zikainim, the members of the Bez Nagola, do the smicha conferring ordination, that's another din of Smicha Zikainim. That's a bezna of three. But this smicha zikenim on the parhal and davar shel tzibur, the smicha on the korban chatas, That's a machlokes hatanaim, whether you need three or five. The Beis Nagadol is 71, but you don't have all 71 people do smicha. Machlokes, how many members of the Beis Nagadol? Based on how you read the psukim. Again, it says in plural, and plural is mir grab mishnaim, and a machlokes, whether you count two plural or one plural. So the Mishnah quotes smicha zikainim, then egla rufa. Egla rufa is in chumash. If you find a Jewish person was murdered in Eretz Yisrael, you don't know who the murderer was. So it says, V'yachtzu zekenecha v'sheftecha, members of the Beis Nagadol from Yerushalayim have to travel to the location, and they have to measure, they have to measure from the dead body to the cities in the vicinity, and the city that's established as the closest city has to bring an egla rufa. So how many members of the Beis Nagadol have to go to measure? So it's a machlokes hatanaim, whether three or five. Again, how do you read? The yotzu is ganecha b'shavtecha, the yotzu is plural, then it says the modbudu is plural. So it should be two and two, should be five. So it's a machlokes whether three or five. So both on smichas, members of the Beis Nagadol on the parlan davish l'tzibur, and egla rufa for the purpose of medida, to measure from the cholo, from the murdered person, to the city Svivus Achalom. So it's a machlekes, the first Tana holds the Shloisha, Divir Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yoram, and Bachamisha. Machlekes by the three or five. Then it says, Chalitza is Bishloisha. Veloi Kapalik Rabbi Yudah. They don't quote the Rabbi Yudah this way, they just quote Rabbi Yudah in the previous line in Mishnah and Sanhedrin, the first daf. Beis Amaral is a long daf. The whole Beis Amaral goes all the common Beis, one big Mishnah. So the quote Rabbi Yudah is disagreeing whether they need three or five. By the smicha and the parhal and davar shel tzibah, by the egla rufa, three or five. And then when it comes to chalitza, they don't quote the Rabbi Yudah, disagree. Shema mino, hadabe Rabbi Yudah, shema mino. The rife in the Mishnah said, and the Rabbi Yudah backed out. There was a period of time that he thought you needed there's not five, and then he backed out, it's enough with three. Shai. So our meaning is, the Gemara is going to say later, our meaning is that we have five, i.e. Rabbi Yudah backed out. So the Gemara says, Mishon Pearson, you want to have more Pearson. What's the significance of the Pearson? So the Rashi writes the two pshatim. We want everybody to know the woman is a chalutz, so she's not allowed to marry a Kohen. Then a Torah Kohen is not allowed to marry a Grusha. But a chalutz is not a Grusha. But the Rabbanon, they made Xera, chalutza otu Grusha. Chalutza also not allowed to marry a Kohen. So you want to have Pearson that everyone should know. A Kohen is not allowed to marry. Inami, another pshat. People should know that she's tzumhab, that she's available. That until the Yavam does the chalitza, she's not allowed to marry. So she's waiting. If he lives in a different country, different city, she waits till he comes and he does the chalitza. Now you want everybody to know, delaisa inshi, velit b'tzualah. That she's open for suggestions in case anybody has a shiva. So we want to have Pearson. So the Gemara says, another aspect of the Pearson is that you need kriyas makam. The meaning is that it's not a meaning, it's a did. The practice is that when you plan to have a chalitza, so the day before the three members of the Bezin who are going to do the chalitza tomorrow morning should sit down in a location. In yeshiva, they usually have it on the fifth floor. They have the RCA has a room there that they use for gittin. So once in a yovel, they have a chalitza, and they use it for dinner Torah. So the three members of the bezin sit down in the room. Usually have five, so the three sit in one direction, and two sit at a right angle, the other direction, because they're not really members of the bezin. And then they just make a declaration: we're going to reconvene tomorrow morning in order to have the chalitza. What do you accomplish by having a kriyas makam? Pearson. It accomplishes more Pearson. Because people are going to hear already the day before there's going to be a chalitza tomorrow morning. We do chalitza in the morning before she eats anything. Because the Gemara says if the Yavama has to spit and she has to gather together the saliva in her mouth on her own, so if she's going to eat a spicy food that causes saliva to develop in her mouth, then the saliva is just going to fall out. So that's not good. She has to spit out the saliva on her own. So that's why we tell her she shouldn't eat anything before she does the rikikin, before she does the chalitz in the morning. Stam, it's whenever you shouldn't eat before you shake a lulav, you shouldn't eat before you listen to Tkiyah Shofar. shouldn't eat. That's why some say there's a minute for the chas and kala fast. They get married because they're going to do a mitzvah. They're going to do a mitzvah getting married. So you're not supposed to eat the day you plan to do the mitzvah. You shouldn't eat. If you plan to have a pig and a ben, some achrayim say the abi aben shouldn't eat. So not a smart thing. You usually have a pig and a ben at the end of the day, right before the shkia, because we expect to have more people attend. You want to have a roivam hasna, so it says you shouldn't eat a whole day. Well, it's quite a nuisance.
What's the marker for the three beis chalutza now? Three times.
It must be in the Rishonim. I don't remember. The Gemara just says everyone should say. It didn't say yet three times. Maybe it's later. I don't remember.
Also, is a can a minor male get married before the age of bar mitzvah?
There's no kiddushin for a katan even mid the rabban. So the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Aleph and Ebenezer says a katan gets married as a biasnus because the kiddushin are not tops. And the Beis Shmuel quotes on the side that Taisvis in Sanhedrin, if your Masechtas disagrees, the Torah says like that. Since there's no kiddushin for a katan, so it's biasnus and you're not allowed to let them live together. And the Taisvis disagrees. Taisvis claims that since they're getting married, they're not some fooling around one night with this one night with the other one. They're marrying bikviyas. Even though in kedushin davson, Taisus thinks that it's not an isa biyaznus. So Taisus disagrees with the Shulchan Aruch, but the Pesach HaMekubal is like the Shulchan Aruch.
The reason I'm asking is that in the Hagdam of Shlomo Kohen Migon, the Shalos HaTshuvas Bin Shlomo, he writes about his brother Rabbi Tzal HaKohen Migon in the Hagdam. He said he was so outstanding that his father married him off at the age of 11.
Mm-hmm. That's what they say. By the Brits, they say, Shem Shech Nisamis, kind of Torah the Chupa, the Maisim Tavim. Maisim Tavim means Bar Mitzvah. So what do they say, Chupa, before? They say, goes on Rabbi Tzal of Vilna, that he got married before his Bar Mitzvah, yeah. The common practice is not so. The accepted opinion is not so, yeah. The Nitzin was also very very brilliant, but they waited until he was bar mitzvah, and then he married the Rosh Yeshiva's daughter. She was older than him. Married the daughter of Rabbi Tzal of Alajna. So the Gemara tells us to Omar Rabbi, the din is also for the purpose of Pirsum. Tzvichi daini lemikva duchta. The day before they're going to have the chalitza, they should sit down and make a declaration. Tomorrow morning, we're going to have a chalitza yedichsiv. Also, yivim tahashara el askenim. They should be kaveh amokam. It's not a dinde. It's not a dinde, right? So it's an asmachte. But the pasuk teaches us that you need pirsum. Hashara, that's what it's on Shulchan Aruch. Preferable is they should do the chalitza in shul after shachris. Or if you have it in the yeshiva, you should try to invite all the talmidim to have pirsum. Because the pasuk says hashara, you want to have pirsum. So part of the pirsum is that you need the kviya smok. If you're going to have the chalitza on a Sunday morning, so that's all discussion. Can you make the kviya smok on Shabbos? So some machrayim say it's an isa bona kaveh amokam. The peasant sits down and says kaveh amokam. We're going to come tomorrow morning. Says if it's bona, midrabona. Some say that it's ain't done. The meaning is you don't. The meaning is you don't do the Kriyas Makam on Shabbos for Sunday. You make the Kriyas Makam on Friday. And you say, we're going to reconvene on here on Sunday morning. Okay. So you need Kriyas Makam. The Korban Nisanel I saw on the bottom of the Rosh, Korban Nisanel quotes, Yom Shishlame has on, Marshal has a Sefer, Yom Shishlame. So he has always a lot of Chidushim. Just last week or 2 weeks ago, we spoke about his Chidush, that a summa beina achas is also no good for a chalitza. Not like Taisa says the name Rabbi Natan, only summa b'shteinayim. The summa beina achas is good. Taisa de mamasko shmamino. Taisa says sagi b'achas. What he can see with one eye, you don't need both eyes. And then Yom Shishlama thinks that he has Rishonim who disagree that the summa beina achas is no good. It has a lot of chidushim. So here he has a wild chidush. He says, if the Bezin made a Kriyas Makam in this room, and 518, and then they do the Chalitz in the Beis Medrash, so he thinks that it's possible even with the other. If you didn't do any Kriyas Makam at all, it's not Me'akev, it's only Lechatchila. But if you made a Kriyas Makom and then they convened at a different location, how can it be worse than no Kriyas Makom? Very difficult. That's very difficult. Kovin Nazal quotes that he doesn't ask. I thought it's Tamu Amiyot to say that they don't do the Kriyas Makom.
It's like a Pirsum. If you change this, it's like a Pirsum.
So even without Pirsum, it's still as good to be have it. The whole deal of Pirsum is only Lachatchila, and the Kriyas Makom is Pirsum. How can you say it? Pasul B'niyam. Rav Zevin has two Svarim of Sipuri Chasidim. So he has a Pesach Chasidish Maisa that one Chasidish Tzadik was visiting another one for Shabbos, and the host tells the visitor, on Shabbos I'm going to have the tish over here, we're going to eat here, I'm going to sit here and you're going to sit next to me. So sit down now, and you know this is where you're going to sit. So he said, what do I have to sit down now? So exactly because he said, it's Seva Achli Tzeno. Shabbos is like chalitza. So you need a kriyas makom. I don't know. He doesn't explain what the story means. He just quotes the story. No. Can't ask kashas on a chassidish anois. So the Gemara says you need kriyas makom. Okay. A papar avun be der bishua abdi uv de bachamisho. They used to make a bezna fight. Read the Gemara. Come on, Rabbi Yehuda. Why were they choshesh for Rabbi Yehuda shita v'hahada be? He just said Rabbi Yehuda backed out. He himself backed out. So what were they choshesh? There is a midas chassidus to be choshesh for the minority opinion, even though we don't pass them like that. You have a mishnayis and beitza like that, because we say elu v'yeladim elikim chaim, even though we don't pass them like a certain tana, but we say it's not dvar b'teilim. When you learn b'sham shita, it's a kiyum of Talmud Torah. B'sham we're working with the midas shatara nidreshes b'em. So even though it's not halacha l'maaseh, we don't pass like that, but it is a cheftza shel Torah. And there is, even halacha l'maaseh a little bit, there is significance. It constitutes a midas chassidus to be choshesh for the minority opinion. Not everybody is on such a level. Some of my best friends talk lashon hara, and we do other averes also. We're not such big tzaddikim. So it doesn't make sense. Not everybody is on the madrega to be choshesh for the shita zayachim. But if you're talking about people, Gohei ben Yidin, the people are tzaddikim, tanoim, and so on, so sometimes it does make sense to be choshesh for the shita zayachim. The Mishneh Berurah has it all the time. Mishneh Berurah has it on every page. He always tells you to be choshesh for this shita, that shita. Instead of saying the din is mutter and shayin, he tells you to be choshesh for the shita zayachim. So the Gemara, but it doesn't make sense to be choshesh for the shita zayachim. If Hadabe, if Rabbi Yehuda himself backed out, what are you going to be machmer to require five? So that's what he asks. Craig the Gemara, the Hadabe, everything. No, the five is lefesuli milsa, not because b'choshesh for Rabbi Yehuda shita. Minatarid is a concept. Also, Adim Tashar should have Pearson. So yeah, try to have five. Okay. Yeah. So what does the Gemara say? Rav Ashi Ikle de Beirat Khan. He once visited Beirat Khan. Amalei said, yes, and we're having a chalitza now. Please do me a favor. Salik mar le gabon le maluye beichamisha. Please come up. You join us. We're going to have five people in the bezel. Instead of having three, we're going to have five. Many Amarayim Amrav Kana have a kriyim lekam. Amrav Kana tells a story. I once had a kriyim lekam made the Rabbi Yehuda, not the Tana, Rabbi Yehuda the Amora. I was once in the presence of Rabbi Yehuda Amali, and he requested of me, Tosak Mezirza Dikani, please climb up on top of. There was a bundle, and they didn't have chairs for the members of the Bezin, so they were sitting on a bundle of twigs. Climb up, and the Mezirza Dikani, it's the roof of Bechamisha, to be one of the members. Amaloi said, they asked Rabbi Yehuda, Lomali Chamisha, what do you need five? The Psak Aloch is at Chalitzes Bishlosha. Amalahu, Kech did the farsa milsa. So you see, that was a common practice. Many Amnamarayim did like that. So once a Maaseh Shaya, Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, he was a ger. He was the one who quoted the Braisa before. What do we have before? The Tana here. Eight lines from the top we had. Tana Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, this fellow was a ger. His father was a ger also. He and his father both ger. So he was the one who recites the Braisa. But he saw Bezen Shal, that's why Bezen Shal ger. That was Nagir to him. That he was a ger, he couldn't serve as a member of the Bezin. So on one occasion, he tells, Havikoi kameh Rabbi Yehuda, this same Amoy Rabbi Yehuda was having chalitza on another occasion. Amalei said, Amoy Rabbi Yehuda requests of Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yehuda, please, sak, climb up, tor lezir zedikana, climb up on top. They also didn't have any chairs. Nobody had any chairs. So I don't know. says, climb up on top of the bundle of twigs, the tzeruf bechamisha, the farsamim milsa. So Amalei, so he tells him, no, I'm not allowed to. Tanina, I thank you for the covenant. He's mechaber him to be a member, but he said, I'm not allowed to. Tanina, the Yisrael, the Bezin Shal, so the Bezin Shal Ger, but I'm not Ger, I am a Ger. So it's interesting from the Gemara. He wanted him to be one of the two Noisofim. So the way we have, the three sit in one direction, the two sit at a right angle to them. So by us, we demonstrate that only the three are members of the Bezin, the other two are not really members of the Bezin. But over here, since he asked them to come as if they're all sitting together, members of the Bezin, they weren't designating who's a member of the Bezin, who are the Nosofim. All the five are sitting together, so he says, I can't sit as a member of the Bezin. And then to be Mabazahim, they should have to sit at the right angle. That's what we have all the time. So they didn't want to do that. So he says, I can't be a member of the Bezin. So he was honest. Rabbi Yehuda was the one who invited him to be a member of the Bezin. He said, this fellow is so honest. I didn't know he was a ger. I would have used him as a member of the Bezin, but he tells me his psul, he's a ger, so he can serve as a member of the Bezin. So he says, this person is so honest, go Rav Shmuel, Bar Yehuda, afikdam amayna apumei. I would trust him if there would be a din Torah, and you don't know who is entitled to the money. I would be moitzi mamon. Usually you need two edim to be moitzi mamon. Apishnei edim. You have two psukim, apishnei edim, apishloish edim, yumas ameis, that's by nefoshes. Now, Pishneidim, Ashlosh, and Yakum Dover is Mominus. So he says, even though you need two Aidim to be Moitzi Momin, this guy is so honest. He told me he's a ger and he can't function. It was to his own detriment. I wanted to be Milchabin him, they should be a member of the Bezin. He's so honest, this fellow, I would be Moitzi Momin based on him alone. If he would tell me Reuven is a Ganef and he stole money, I would believe him to be Moitzi Momin. Frag the Gemara, what are you talking about? Mefikness, Halka Daitach. You know 100% that he's telling the truth. He's an emezok, he never tells a lie. But it's a gzeres hakosev. You have to have two edim. The Gemara says, Moshe v'Aharon, they're going to come and testify. So the two brothers, the Gemara says, we know they're telling the truth. Moshe v'Aharon, they're not going to tell a lie. But it's a gzeres hakosev, that creates my posoletis. You don't, the din is eidechot is not enough to be maitzimam. You need two kosher edim. So you can't say, but this eidechot, this is Moshe Rabbeinu. This is Yoshua ben Nun. This is Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda. No, you can't make an umdina that I know he's telling the truth. Even though he's telling the truth, the halacha says you have to have two edim. So there is hakosav, even though you know it's true. The Gemara says mefikna salka daitach. That's out of the question. That's impossible. So there is hakosav. You need two edim. You don't rely on umdinas of who's telling the truth. For pishnai edim amrachman. It says nuchamish. You need two edim, even if you know what the truth is. Elus of the Gemara, not mefikna. If a Taveya has a shtar that the loiva owes him $1,000 and he's going to win the case, and this fellow, this Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, I know he's so honest, he always tells the truth. So if he'll tell me that he knows for a fact that the chayv is parua, so merayna the shtar apumei. We won't. It can't be moitzi moment based on the fact that you know he's telling the truth, but you can passel the shtar a little bit. We're not going to rip up the shtar. To rip up the shtar, you have to have two kosher edim. You only have eid echad, you don't rip up the shtar. Like you're not moitzi moment based on one person, you know for sure. But merayna the shtar pamei, it makes a reyese. What do you mean it makes a reyese? What does that mean? So Tosis quotes the Rabbi Natan and Rabbi Nachanan, the bottom Tosis, this is an important Tosis. So they quote both, the Rabbi Natan and Rabbi Nachanan, both say the same pshat. If I have a shtar that says you owe me $1,000, you say the shtar is bezuyif. And then I bring to Adam who say, no, we remember we signed the shtar, but they don't know whether it's paid up or not. So we assume if I still have the shtar of the other, my boy, it must be you didn't pay up yet. If you would have paid up, you would have insisted $1,000, a lot of money. So he would have insisted, give me back the shtar. He would have ripped it up. The fact that I'm holding on to the shtar is right. You didn't pay up yet. So I have a shtar, mekuyim. The witnesses said that's our handwriting, or they remember signing the shtar. It's even better. They remember the whole story. And Eid Echud comes and says that the chob is parua. I know for a fact that it's parua. Eid Echud is contradicting the hazake of shtar chabiyodi, my boy. So the din is that Tosis quotes in Ksuvas Daf Pei Zayin. If you have Eid Echad Meid, Shehu Parua, Eid Echad comes and says, I know for a fact this chob is paid up, So the Malbe cannot collect unless he swears a Shvur de Rabban. He's a Nishba Menaitel. Nishba Menaitel is always only Midi Rabban. And Atarit is only Kola Nishbayim Shabbatar Nishbayim Vala Mishalman. That's the name of the Perik in Shvuas, Kola Nishbayim. So it starts out Kola Nishbayim Shabbatar Shvuas Eidechor and Shvuas Hashemrim and Shvuas Maidim and Mix is always Nishba Meniftar. The whole concept of Nishba Menaitel, a person really wins the case, but we don't let him take the money until he swears first. So that's an invention mid rabban. So if you have a rechid made shu parua, so then the fellow's not going to collect the money unless he swears that he still owes me the money. So what do you need? So what do you need? He should be such an emizoga like Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, any rechid kosher who comes and says, "I know the shtar is parua," so he has to swear. So what's the chiddush over here? The Taisa says no. The dintara has to do with the karav of his. He's pasul eidus eid echad, just like if you have two eidim, the two eidim can't be kroivim to the tavel the nitva. So if you have eid echad, it's good for a shvuah. The araisa eid echad is good for a shvuah, the rabbanon. So the eid echad can't be a korav to either the tavel the nitva. So we're talking over here, Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, it's his son is involved in the case, or his cousin is involved. He's a ger, but he has relatives. So he can't, strictly speaking, his pasul eidus over here. But still, I would not paskin, Rabbi Yehuda says, he's such an emezoker, I would not paskin that the fellow has a right to collect the money unless he swears a shvur de rabban. He has been nishba ben iftar, has been nishba before his naito, because we do rely on what he said partially. That's what the Gemara calls, kinli begabe nilsehi. Kim Lebigav, the Gemara says, in rare cases, the dayan knows in his heart that that person, let's say it's the dayan's wife, is a din Torah, and Reuven has to swear. So the dayan's wife comes in, she whispers into her husband's ear, that guy always swears shvua sheker all the time. He's always swearing things, and he's a big faker, he's a liar. So you don't accept, you can't be mekavaleidus from your wife, she's an isha psula leidus. But the dayan knows that his wife is not telling a lie, so he should not let him collect the money. Kim lebigabin milsehi, even though this person is not his wife is not kosher leedus, or it's an gedechud who's a rabbi, not kosher leedus, but I know that he's telling the truth. So then you rely on that benigir to some deal. Moshe has a famous tshuva. Now the whole shabbos hakeder. Moshe lived under the communists for a while. So you had the parents were from Eden, and then the communists took over, so the children were apikursim, they didn't keep anything. So the parents lived by themselves with kosher food, and the children lived on their own with the trefa food. Then the parents get very old, they're 90 years old, so they have to live by the children. So how can they rely on the children? The children say the food is kosher. The children don't keep kosher, and the Mishnah says, "Achasher Allah dover la donov lamir." If the person doesn't keep kosher, he's not bagleip to say that the food is kosher. So if the parents feel that they know the child so well, the child would never deceive me to give me tray for food. That's not always the case. There used to be Fabisan and Apikursim, the atheists, the communists. But even Fabisan, if the parents feel they know the children so well that they would never deceive them, so then they can rely. Then they can rely on the children when they tell them that this is kosher food. They got it in the kosher store and so on. Today the shayla is in the reverse. A lot of times the parents are not shomer mitzvahs. The children are bali tshuva. So the children have designated pots and pans at home that the parents don't use for treifas. How do they know? The child is in the yeshiva all year long. He comes home for Pesach. So the mother says she didn't use this pot since last Pesach. This is only designation. Can you trust the parents? So strictly speaking, they don't have the money. But if the child really feels, it's not always the case, if the child feels that the parents would never deceive him and tell him a lie, they would never be machshel him, so that's called kim lebigabi milsi. So the Gemara has a whole, Rav Moshe quotes it, Gemara Ksubas has a whole discussion, when do you rely on that, when not? So that's what here, Rav Yehuda, the Amora says, this Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda is such an honest fellow, I would rely on him whenever it is but to rely. So lehotzi mamon al piv, that's a gzeres hakosav al pishnai mein. Moshe and Aaron are not bagloit, even though we know they're telling the truth. And to rip up the shtar, Moshe and Aaron are going to come and say the shtar is parua. You won't rip up the shtar, but meraina the shtar apamei. You can insist. You have to swear again before you collect the money. So that's a cloud that applies in any cases. Okay. We'll leave that next week. We have in the storybooks that the Vilna Gaon made a cherem against the Hasidim. So they said that one of the Talmidim of the Gro went around to collect chasimas, that all the Rabbanim should sign the cherem. So a lot of people signed. And they say that Rav Chaim Volozhiner didn't sign. And they say Rav Chaim Volozhiner explained why. He said, by the Akedah, HaKadosh Baruch appears to Avraham Avinu himself. Elokini says, Avraham, my love, Avraham, Yomi Hinein, HaKadosh Baruch appears in person, and he says, I want you to bring your son into an Akedah. So he listens. Then when he's about to shecht his son, not to kill, you listen to a malach. You don't have to have the Ribbono Shel Olam in person. To kill, that you don't listen to a malach. You have to have the Ribbono Shel Olam in person. So he said, Rav Chaim Volozhiner said, if the Rebbe would be here in person, if the Vilna Gaon would be here and tell me to sign, I would sign. He sent the Shliach, I'm not mechuyav to listen to the Shliach. That's how they say. That the sign of cherem, Mamashik cherem, is a curse that the people should drop that. Then the Gaon put the chassidim in cherem. So Rav Chaim Volozhiner didn't want to sign. That's the way the story goes. It's a big problem with this story, though, know, because there used to be Rabbi Yossi Buchsbaum. He used to be the head of Machon Yerushalayim. Machon Yerushalayim put out a lot of svarim. He always used to do the historical research. He would always write the Hagdama, and he would always say when they were born and when they died and who they corresponded with. He knew all of this history. So he was a mumcha also, and he had a whole collection of kisveyat also. He says the cherem is written in the handwriting of Rav Chaim Volozhiner. He was the one who wrote the cherem. So they don't understand that. The whole story doesn't make sense. But that's how the Belt says over the story, that to make a cherem, to put someone to death, that you have to hear from the Ribbono Shel Olam in person. But to save the person's life, that even if a malach tells you, to save the person's life, then, you know what I mean?
My experience is saying that how to the Sarbanei, how to the Sarbanei, and such as the bracha.
Go ahead.
You should be eaten by your children.
Oh.
Shabbat, the Gabon always make announcements for meetings and for children.
Ah, yeah.
So, what do you do?